Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney, game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. For the Northwest Missouri State men's team, they come in undefeated. They're 7-0, 1-0 in MIAA play. And for Nebraska Kearney, they come in at 2-4 and 0-1 in conference play. The Bearcats with a win over Lincoln on Wednesday night. For Nebraska, rather, a win over Lindenwood on Wednesday night. And for Nebraska Kearney, it was a loss to Lincoln on Wednesday. So these two teams coming in different directions coming into today's game. Well, Matt Gloder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, when you look at Nebraska Kearney, though, their 2-4 record includes a very big win against, at the time, the 13th-ranked team in Division II in Colorado School of Mines.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's the one thing, even though they're coming off a loss Wednesday, you know that they can play good basketball, and really think that's led by their point guard. So you just have to watch out and not take anything from the last game and come out and play strong this afternoon.
And for Northwest, just try to limit turnovers.
Yeah, and that could be tough because, like I said, the strong play for Nebraska Kearney is in their point guard spot. And, of course, for Northwest, yeah, they still have Matt Wallace, who's got some experience, but your big player at that position is still out with injury in Deshaun Cooper. So Northwest is going to have those guys in the point guard spot step up today.
We'll be back to have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Sports Broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarysvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney, just moments away from tip-off time. Along Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, something a little bit different out of Nebraska Kearney as well. They go with a co-head coach situation with Tom Kropp and Kevin Lofton. They've had that co-head coach designation for those two coaches since the 2005 and 6 season.
Yeah, you know, it's something that in football you've seen before, but you don't really see that in basketball. It's an interesting situation, you know, but hey, they've got it worked out. It's lasted as long as it has. You would think that if it wasn't working, it would have been something that they have done away with by now. But it seems to be working all right. And, yeah, very interesting situation, especially in basketball.
In Northwest and Nebraska Kearney going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1967 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Bill O'Reilly came to the Northwest campus from Southwest Iowa as a non-traditional 23-year-old student and says he worked full-time while taking classes in Maryville.
I got a job out at Sherman Lightning Rods, so I made lightning rods all the way through college, you know. But I was married and had a small child, and I wanted to get out. You know, I needed to get out, so everything was focused on trying to get out, and my goal was 3 years.
After graduation, O'Reilly mounted a successful career as a coach, including a stop in Clarinda, Iowa, and later entered the business world. O'Reilly says the instructors at Northwest played an important role in his life.
I wouldn't have accomplished what I did without my degree, and it meant something when I put my resume on the table. John, I never officially, other than my first, I guess my two teaching jobs, I never applied for a job. They came looking, and I believe they came looking is because of what I was taught and the way in which we went about our business.
O'Reilly recently established a $50,000 endowment for a scholarship benefiting juniors or seniors, with preference given to married students from Iowa. He says he feels it's important to give back to the university.
It's not what we accomplish so much, John. It's what we leave behind.
1967 Northwest Missouri State graduate Bill O'Reilly, who now resides in West Des Moines, Iowa.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, as Northwest faces Nebraska Kearney. Ben, another game against a newcomer to the MIAA this afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one, just like every game in our conference. You know, this is a good basketball team. They beat the number 13 team in the country just recently. Really rebound the basketball, and as we know, there are only close games in this conference, and so we're going to have to grind for 40 minutes and keep her close and see if we can win her at the end.
We talk about rebounding. That's been a strength of Northwest as well this year.
It has so far. You know, I think every game that you rebound well, then the other team's obviously going to place an emphasis on it. It's going to become more and more difficult for us to continue to rebound at the rate we are unless we give extra effort, you know, and not just the effort that we've been giving, give a little bit more.
Besides of what they do with the rebounds, what are some of the other concerns you have with the way the teams match up here?
Well, you know, there's always the concern if they go small. That's always the concern for us is when teams go small against us, how are we going to match up to that? But so far we've done an okay job of that. And then with them, you got to take care of the basketball. You just can't give them easy baskets, either off of offensive rebounds, transition off of your turnovers or free throws. You know, we got to limit their easy baskets and hope that we can score a little bit on the other end.
And when you talk about limiting turnovers in the matchup on Wednesday night with Lindenwood, just a few turnovers there in the second half to kind of turn that game around. I guess that's, again, a kind of a concern you want to go in and make sure you don't commit those type of turnovers here today.
Yeah, against Lindenwood, that was kind of the theme. They had 20 points off of our turnovers. They had probably roughly 20 free throws made. That's 40 points. And then the rest were off offensive rebounds. You know, they probably scored, maybe 15 points against our half-court man defense. And so we've really got to make sure that we don't give up easy baskets in those types of situations.
Nice thing about it, you go into today's game still undefeated and also 1-0 in MIAA play.
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, we'll see tonight, and you never know what happens in this league. It'll be a tough one, but we're going to compete and play hard.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
A Northwest Missouri State December graduate who is being deployed by the U.S. Navy for service in Afghanistan was surprised with a special graduation ceremony. Bryce Webb of Winterset, Iowa, was set to graduate December 14th with a Bachelor of Science degree in horticulture, a minor in biology, but learned he was being called to duty before being able to take part in Northwest Missouri State's winter graduation. Northwest Commencement Coordinator Gina Bradley and university administrators organized the ceremony after learning of Webb's change of plans due to his naval deployment. Webb says remaining in the reserves while pursuing a degree was a priority for him.
I mean, when I joined up, I joined straight out of high school, and I did 5 years active duty, and I knew that I wanted to come out of active duty and stay in the reserves and keep my military clock running while I still went to school, because I had wanted to open my own business, and this was just a pathway of getting the knowledge that I needed to do that.
Webb says the early graduation ceremony came as a surprise to him.
I'm still in shock. I was telling them when I was putting the gown on, I would have dressed up a little bit more had I known this. And I thought that I was just coming here for I've been in contact with Gina. I thought I was coming in for a 5-minute survey or something like that. And I wasn't even going to come in. She said, well, if you can make it, you can make it. If not, I said, well, how long is it going to take? 5 minutes? Okay, I'll make it in. I'll do the survey real fast, you know. I'm still surprised.
Northwest Provost Dr. Doug Dunham says he was glad to take part in the ceremony.
I think it's what distinguishes Northwest as a special place, is that we really do want to make sure that we honor and congratulate the folks who work so hard to get to this achievement.
Webb embarks on a 1-year deployment and says he hopes to one day open his own landscaping business.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back at Bearcat Arena, before we get to the starting lineups, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. For Northwest, they'll be going with the same starting lineup that they've gone with the past couple of games. At the guards, Alex Sullivan, a 6-foot senior out of Painesville, Ohio, averaging 15 points and 4 rebounds a game, leading them IAA in 3-pointers made at just over 3 a game. Also at a guard, Matt Wallace, a 5'11 sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska. He's averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. At half guard spot is D'Angelo Haley, a 6'3 senior out of Detroit, Michigan, and transferring in from Kankakee Community College in Illinois. He was an honorable mention All-MIAA performer a year ago, and he's averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds a game. Inside, it's Kyle Slake, a 6'10 junior from Perth, Nebraska, averaging nearly 6 points and 6 rebounds a game, coming off a 10-rebound performance Wednesday night against Lindenwood. And Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 15 points and 6 boards a game. He's been in double figures in every game so far this season and had a career-high 24 against York College last Saturday afternoon. For Nebraska Kearney, they come in 2-4, 0-1 in MIAA play. And they come in with a fairly tall lineup for their guards and forwards. They will have Pierre Newton, a 6'5 sophomore out of Levine, Arizona, and a transfer from Arizona State, averaging 14 points and 4 rebounds a game. John Henderson, a guard at 6'4 and a senior out of Salt Lake City, Utah, transfers from Colorado Northwestern Community College and Southern Utah, averaging nearly 19 points and 3 boards a game. Drew Sankey, a 6'6 senior out of Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 5 points and 5 boards. Also, Tyler Shields, a 6'4 sophomore out of Kearney, Nebraska. He was in double figures against Lincoln on Wednesday night with 11 points and 10 rebounds in their loss to the Blue Tigers, averaging 9 points and 7 boards a game. And Mike Detlinger, A 6'6 junior out of Omaha, Nebraska, coming off a 21-point performance on Wednesday night with Lincoln. He averages 14 points and 7 rebounds a game for Nebraska Kearney. Again, the Lopers at 2-4, 0-1 in conference play. They have a big win on their schedule this season as they defeated the 13th-ranked team in the nation in Colorado School of Mines at 75-72, then lost to Lincoln on Wednesday night 72-61. The Northwest undefeated at 7-0, 1-0 in conference play. Northwest coming off that overtime win over Lindenwood on Wednesday night, winning that matchup 73-66. We're back at Ray for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football squad plays two players on the Academic All-America team as selected by the College Sports Information Directors of America. Senior safety Nate DeYoung and junior quarterback Trevor Adams both were named to the second team. It's Adams' second Academic All-America honor, while DeYoung is being named for the first time. DeYoung from Rock Rapids, Iowa, has a 3.56 GPA in biology, and Adams from Odessa, Texas, carries a 3.96 GPA with a double major in biology and psychology.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
National anthem performed by the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Pep Band, along with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, and we're just a few minutes away from tip-off time. The Northwest Missouri State men getting set to face Nebraska Kearney, game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network earlier this afternoon. It was the Northwest women with a victory over UNK, winning 67-56. And Matt, you know, that was a game Northwest jumped out to an early lead and have never let Nebraska Kearney get back in the game.
Yeah, the Cats scored the first 11 points of that ball game, and you know, it was good to see because they had had some struggles in the first half of games this year. So nice to see them start out like that. Played a decent second half. I had a couple of lulls there in the second half, but all in all, they got the win, had the fast start, had a better first half. So that means that's another area, hopefully, that we've seen some improvement. So we've seen a lot of improvement from this Northwest team through the first nine games, and it seems like areas that they need to work on, they're getting things worked on and making improvements in those areas, which is very encouraging.
Now they've got a week off with finals coming up next week to maybe continue to work on some of those things without the pressure of basketball to go along with the finals during the week.
Yeah, they've got a week from Monday is the next time they'll get back on the court, so they've got a little bit of time, like you said, and hopefully, you know, some students end up with more finals than others. Hopefully they don't have a lot of finals that they have to worry about, but it definitely is a delicate mix during finals week.
Got a good crowd that's filed in for this afternoon's doubleheader.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking on my way in here today, it's a perfect day for basketball in that, you know, it's kind of too chilly and nasty to do anything outside, but yet you haven't seen a lot of snow making it tough to get around, so it's perfect to get out to a basketball game, and a lot of fans have taken advantage of that.
And we're seeing a couple teams in Northwest men and women that are playing some very good basketball right now.
Absolutely. That always helps in trying to get fans out to the arena. And not only playing good, but fans know that they've got the potential to play good. Sometimes you see teams with decent records, you wonder, well, they, you know, they're just kind of getting lucky, getting some wins here. But there's been some good basketball, and so the fans know that, and they're coming out here to see that good basketball.
Now, this year we've been seeing a few new officials be worked into the rotation in the MIAA, and we've got one that looks pretty familiar out there, Chad Waller, former Sports Information Director here at Northwest.
Yeah, I know. We've seen a lot of officials, you know, we've never seen them before. What in the deal is going on? We don't know what to expect out of them, and we really don't know what to expect out of Chad either, being a new official, but it is a friendly face, that's for sure.
You know, when he was here, he was kind of working his way up the ranks during some of the junior high games and middle school and a few junior varsity games. He's worked his way right into Division II college basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's probably had a little more time to work on that, not being working for a particular university, so that makes it a little bit easier as well.
He's joined by Chris Kespole and Todd Miller, the other two officials, and we are ready to go. Northwest Missouri State will win the tip, and they'll go from our left to our right as they start this first half. Out to the top of the key, Wallace finds on the baseline, low left side, ball fake up with the glass, and good. Northwest Missouri State jumps out to the early lead. Into the front court off the right side, Nebraska Kearney out front. They bring it to John Henderson, looks on the left wing as he looks off that left side for Shields. Shields with the dribble. Now they give it to Pierre Newton. Newton being picked up by Haley all over him. Pass into the left corner, gives it to Mike Dettlinger. Cross court pass right side, high post off the right. But they find Sankey, and the ball tip goes out of bounds. Off of Haley, will belong to the Loafers. Loafers in their traveling blue uniforms with the white numerals and the yellow trim. And for Northwest, their home whites with the green numerals and trim. Out front on the left side, Henderson, free throw line, looks on the right baseline and gets it to Sankey. Takes a shot, misses it, rebound on a bounce at the free throw line, picked up by Slate for Northwest. Now left to Sullivan into the front court right side. Cross court left side, Wallace. Wallace on the left wing finds Haley. Haley with the dribble into a double team. Cross court right side for Sullivan into the right corner, Wallace. Brings it out to the top of the key. Now it looks low right side for Starzl. Bounce pass underneath the bucket. Finds Slake. A reverse layup off the left. Good. Kyle Slake with the first 4 points for the Bearcats. It's a 4-0 Northwest lead. Pierre Newton right side. Left of the lane for Drew Sankey. Trying to go low on the blocks off that left side for the post player Mike Dettlinger. Dettlinger trying to post up with Starzl. Now out front. Team goes with a pass. A jumper put up and missed by Sankey from 17. Rebound Wallace. Here comes Northwest pushing it down the floor. Wallace. Lobs the pass in the left corner for Sullivan. Ball fake drives. Bounce pass low. A little bit too low. Hits the feet of Schlake, and it pops up in the air and picked up by the Loafers. Across the timeline goes Newton. Now out front for John Henderson. We'll dribble right side. Henderson, a 6'4 senior out of Salt Lake City, Utah. On the left side, Newton to the left wing to the free throw line. Through the lane, a little runner on the way over Haley. Rims left, and the rebound pulled away by Starzl for Northwest. Gets an outlet to Wallace. As they run the floor, left side, Haley, fadeaway jumper is good. That's a three from the left corner. And a good start to this game for the Northwest men, and a timeout by Nebraska Kearney. The Cats out to a 7-0 lead.
Yeah, we just talked about the Northwest women getting out to a fast start, and to do that at home, it really obviously makes it an uphill battle no matter where you're at for the team that's down, but to do that at home, it makes it just so much harder for the opponent. So hopefully Northwest can take advantage of getting out to this fast start. We did see them on Wednesday give up kind of a big lead there in the second half, but that's something that I'm sure is a lesson learned, and they wouldn't let that happen a second time, but the big key is to get out to that lead initially.
From the field, you can't get much better than this. Northwest shooting 100%, 3 of 3, with one of those being a three-pointer.
Absolutely. You'd love to see it go 100% for a full game. Probably won't happen, but you'll take it any length of time you can get it.
7-0, Northwest Missouri State in front. The Loafers will inbound, going from our right to our left here at Bearcat Arena. Across the timeline, John Henderson. Looks on the right wing and gets it to Sammy Bazai, checked in during the timeout. They swing it to the left wing for Newton. Out between the circles is Tyler Shields. Shields will give it right side for John Henderson. Now they swing it left on the wing, where there is Newton. Newton with the dribble out to the top of the key. Pulls up. picked up by Haley. Bounce pass left side, Bazai to the free throw line. Lobs the pass into the right corner for Shields. Drives the baseline, five on the shot clock. Tries to go underneath the bucket with a pass stepping in front is Haley. Here comes Northwest on the break. Sullivan to the right wing. Cross court, left side pass Wallace. Left high post left for Starzl. Starzl back out left side, Wallace. Wallace gets a screen by Starzl, drives the lane, kicks a right wing. There's Haley, a three from the right side is good. D'Angelo Haley knocks one down from the far left corner, then this trip down off the right side knocks down a three, and it's a 10-0 lead for Northwest. Haley, a streak shooter, and off to a great start in this one. On the left wing, Bazai. Dribbles out top of the key, pulls up at the circle, left side on the wing to Shields. Out front, left side, Bazai. Now right side pass. Henderson with a between the legs dribble to the right baseline. Spins in the lane. A little left-handed floater. Won't go. Rebound inside. Wallace clears it for Northwest and clears the way on the dribble across the timeline. Top of the key. Tripped up as he goes through the lane and a foul coming up on Nebraska Kearney. This will go on Pierre Newton. That will be his first, team's first, and the first foul called in the game. Northwest out to a 10-0 lead. Wallace inbound, baseline left. Bounce pass on the inbound, Haley left corner. Out front left for Sullivan, across court right side pass, finds Wallace. Again, man-to-man defense, pulls up, goes left side, finds Sullivan. High post pass overthrown, trying to get to Starzl, and it's picked off by Mike Dittlinger for the Whoopers. Best side, Newton down the lane as he goes. Whistle as he steps inside, and a whistle and a foul coming up on Northwest. This one will go on D'Angelo Haley. That'll be number one on Haley. 10-0 lead, Northwest in front of UNK. In the women's game, Northwest jumped out to an 11-0 lead. Northwest trying to answer it here, but the Lopers going to the free throw line with a chance of their first points of the game. Newton at the line, a 77% shooter this season, knocks down the first. 10-1 the score, Northwest Missouri State in front. One more free throw coming for Newton. And that one rims out left. Rebound takes a bounce and into the corner, chased down by Shields. And out front they go. With it on the top of the key is Newton. Left wing pass for Henderson. Left near the corner for Shields. Lobs across court right side. And Bazai with a three from the right corner off that skip pass knocks it in. That's his 10th three-pointer of the season. Northwest in front, 10-4. Wallace into the front court for Northwest. Right side, Sullivan puts up a three and won't go. Trying to crash the board was Slake. The ball goes right past him. It's picked up by the Lopers from right to left on the break. Dittlinger couldn't hold on to the pass. It goes out of bounds. Move along to Northwest. Got a fast pace to the start of this game. Grant Cosad into the game, and Kyle Slake will go to the sideline. And Northwest really the one trying to push the ball down on transition. 10-4 game, Northwest in front. Cats facing 2-2-1 pressure off the inbound. At midcourt, Wallace trying to find Starzl. Pass it's on the between the circles, and a foul coming up on the Loafers trying to come up with that steal was Sammy Bazai. That'll be his first. Team second, Northwest inbound baseline right. Matt Wallace, 5'11", sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska. Got set to trigger it in. Gets the inbound. Haley trying to cut through. Saves it back inbounds. He was underneath the bucket when he had the ball. Finds Wallace. Now left side, Sullivan on the wing. Sullivan out front with one dribble. Right side, Wallace. Wallace to the top. Now goes into left corner, Sullivan. Quick pass left wing for Haley. Now low left in the blocks for Cozad. Misses the shot. Starts with the board off the right side. Girl. 12-4, Northwest Missouri State up with 15-14 left in the first half. Into the front court, left side, John Henderson. Looks right side for Bazai. Out of Gilbert, Arizona. Drive, stops, and takes a jumper from 10. Won't go. Rebound in the lane. Whistle on a foul. Coming away with that ball inside was Dettlinger, and he was fouled out of a double team. This will go on Grant Cozad. That'll be his first to reach over, trying to come up with the rebound. Weiston Williams in for Northwest. Alex Sullivan goes to the sideline. Also, Thomas Cooper checks into the game for the Lopers. Inbound, baseline right side for John Henderson. Free throw line right, goes right side. Finds Dettlinger inside the arc, takes the jumper from 17, won't go. Starts with the board, clears it out to Wallace on the fast break. Top of the key, dribbles right side. Cutting underneath Cozad. Cozad with a little hesitation move, goes up with a shot in the lane and knocks it down. Cozad with his first bucket of the game, capped by 10 once again. Into the front court, Henderson looks left wing for Cooper. Guarded closely by Haley. They bring it out front left side. Henderson looks on to the right wing, off that right side with the dribble. Shields. Left side is Henderson. Shot clock's down to 14. 14-20 left in the first half. Henderson trying to drive through a double team at the free throw line. Whistle on a block foul coming up on Northwest. Starzl falls to the floor, trying to slide over on the upside. Picks up his first foul of the game. Second as a team for Northwest, and a break in the action. 14-18 left in the first half. Northwest 14, Nebraska Kearney 4. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest holding on to a 10-point lead, 14-4 as they lead Nebraska Kearney. Nebraska Kearney will inbound following the timeout. As they'll inbound baseline to left, John Henderson will trigger it in. During that last break, Tyler Funk to check in for the Cats. Inbound in the left corner for Tyler Shields. A fadeaway is good, and it's just inside the arc. A two-pointer off that left side for Shields. And it's a 14-6 game. Northwest Missouri State up. Cats break the pressure. The left side, Haley wants a fadeaway three. Good. Angel Haley with 9 points in this first half, coming on at threes as he is 3 of 3 from three-point range. Off the right side, Bazai spins, looks right side, Henderson hooks the pass out front. Bazai, ball fake, takes the top of the key three, grazes the rim, and the rebound out front, pulled down by Williams for Northwest. 3-on-2 break the other way. Williams to the bucket, right side, lays it up, misses. The putback by Funk won't go, but a foul inside.
I think one thing that's been key to this start by Northwest is Matt Wallace's defense against the point guard Henderson for Nebraska Kearney. Henderson averages 18.5 points a game, but not only is he not scored, he's not getting a lot of touches on the basketball, and a lot of that is due to the defense by Matt Wallace.
Zai picks up the foul, inbound right side. Haley loops up, brings it down. Sets up, he'll take a long three, rims out off the right side, crashing the board. Fuck, he'll bring it back out. Northwest sets up the offense once again. Left side is William. He'll want a three on the left corner. It's too hard. Rebound. This time pulled away by the Lopers, and clearing it is Thomas Cooper. He'll take it down the floor himself from right to left. Left side beside to the baseline, cut off by Williams. Leaps up in the air, gets the pass out to Cooper. Cross court, right side pass, Henderson to the right wing. Backs out as Northwest puts up off the defensive side. Out front, Henderson, a three on the way off the left side of the rim, pulled away by Williams for Northwest. Alec goes to Wallace. He'll take it into the front court left side. Out front for Funk. Looks on the right side, Williams. Trying to go low right, does to Cosette. Kicks it back out front, left side, Funk. Left corner, Wallace drives to the baseline underneath the bucket. Dishes the pass into lane for Cosette, who skips it up and in. Cosette with 4 points. Northwest out to a 19-6 lead.
That's already 5 assists for Wallace.
On the left side, through the lane goes Cooper, kicks it back on the right side, driving inside, Henderson, a fadeaway jumper from 15, no, rebound, Haley knocked out of his hands by Shields, who belong to Northwest.
Coming into the ball game for the Lopers,
Newton into the game, and Drew Sankey in for the Lopers, and for Northwest, Alex Sullivan into the game, and Haley to get a breather. One thing, too, man, this is the most I think we see Northwest try to push the ball down the floor in transition, and they've been very successful with it.
Yeah, part of that is seeing some pressure in the backcourt from UNK. They've backed that off now, switching to a 1-3-1, but some of that is that pressure, and Northwest is trying to take advantage of breaking that pressure in the transition.
Wallace left side, looks into the line, gets it, goes that one dribble, will hook inside from five, knocks it down again. Grant Cozad with 6 points in Northwest 21 at UNK 6. Into the front court, Cooper. Looks right wing behind. As he goes, whistle away from the ball and the foul coming up. You know, Glidden, who had just checked into the ballgame, is trying to post up inside and post up with Cozad, and Cozad will pick up the foul. That's his second. Connor Kirker in, along with Dylan Starzl for Northwest. Wallace to get his first breather, and Cozad goes to the sideline.
And this is an opportunity with Henderson out of the ballgame for Nebraska Kearney to get Matt Wallace a breather, and that way you can keep Wallace in the game as much as possible with Henderson on the floor.
And Matt Cooper tries to go with the dribble before he does, gets called for the travel. Not a very good possession for him that time. Gets called for the travel off his dribble. Hank dribbled off his foot. So Northwest Missouri State will get it, pop the turnover, and go from our left to our right. 21-6, the Bearcats in front of the Loafers in the first meeting between these two teams on the men's basketball floor. Kirker out between the circles, dribbles right. Now to Funk, top of the key, back Kirker right side, bounce pass low right for Starzl. Trying to post up with Glidden, takes it into the lane, spins, fadeaway jumper from 7, good. Starzl with 4 points in the inside game for Northwest, very strong this afternoon. 23-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. Top of the key is Pierre Newton. Looks on the right wing for Sammy Mazai. Ball fake. Looks right side. And as he spins to the baseline and a drive, whistle and a foul. Newton on the drive and the foul coming up on Northwest. This will go on Bryston Williams, number one on Williams. 15 foul on Northwest. Mazai will inbound baseline right. Holds it. Continuing to hold it. Lobs it all the way out front. Leaping up, bringing it down near the timeline. Was Pierre Newton, drives into the lane, runner on Williams, off the glass and good. Newton with 3 points, 23-18, Northwest in front of Nebraska Kearney.
And Pierre Newton talking to Williams all the way down the floor. I think he ought to check the scoreboard.
Williams has it on the right side, cross court left, Kirker. Dribbles to the left wing, out front. Freshman pulls up the ball, looks on the left side for Funk. Funk trying to go one-on-one, goes into the lane, and a reach-in foul coming up. Trying to go one-on-one against Drew Sankey, and the foul coming up on UNK. And Sankey will pick up his first foul. Slake and Haley back in for Northwest. Funk and Williams to the sideline. Bentlinger and Shields back in for Nebraska Kearney. So both coaching staffs going to their bench early in this game. Inbound left side, Haley inside the arc, a 17-footer on the left side, takes a high bounce on the rim and then drops down. His first two-pointer of the game, he's got 11 points overall, 25-8, Northwest in front. 10:38 left in the first half. On the left side, Sankey to the left wing. Cross court right side, Bazai, top of the key, pulls up free throw line left. Left wing pass for Newton. Driving on Haley, back pedals, whistle, and a foul coming up on that time, Newton fourth. A little bit of a push off with his left hand as he's dribbling with the right. And the ball will go right to Northwest. 25-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. Handling the point duties, the freshman Crooker out of Overland Park, Kansas. Looks out to the top of the key, Haley. Haley pulls up, looks off side, Sullivan. Ball fake and goes low left side for Slake, posting up. Takes it into lane, little hook shot inside, and knocks it down. Took it over Dettlinger. And Kyle Slake with 6 points in this first half, 27-8 Northwest. Zai across the timeline, down the lane, gets caught up near, dishes out to a trailer coming through. Sankey misses the shot, whistle on the foul inside. And this will go on Dylan Starzl. That'll be number two on Starzl. 9:58 left in the first half. Northwest 27, Nebraska Kearney 8. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Through the Hughes Family Foundation, the Hughes recently gave $100,000 to assist Northwest Talent Development Center and fund training for student staff.
The Hughes gift will also help the TDC purchase furnishings and fund facility improvements that will enhance its collaborative learning environment. The TDC is housed on the second floor of the B.D. Owens Library and shares space with Northwest Writing Center, a unit sponsored by the Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest 27, Nebraska Kearney 8 with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
In for the Bearcats, there's a timeout number 20, Tyler Funk. For the Wolvers, Drew Sankey shooting two.
Tyler Funk checked in during the timeout. Drew Sankey was fouled before the timeout. Goes to the free throw line. Perfect 10 of 10 on the season. Now 11 of 11 as he knocks down his first free throw, and it's his first point of the game. Sankey, a 6'6 senior out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Matt, this Nebraska Kearney team just primarily filled with all players about 6'5, 6'6 in their lineup.
Yeah.
Second free throw good. 27 to 10, Northwest Missouri State in front. Into the front court goes Cooker. Kirker out between the circles. Haley now back to Kirker to the left wing. Northwest has had a lead as high as 19 in this game. Haley on the right side. Dribbles back out. Takes it to the top of the key. Out of a double team. Pulls up Kirker on the left. Now left wing for Sullivan. Sullivan bounce past baseline left for Slake. Slake one dribble. Left side for Sullivan. Seven on the shot clock. Cross court to Kirker to the free throw line. Takes the left-handed jumper. Too hard in the rebound. Inside. Pulled away by Bazai. Long out for the Loafers. Goes left side for Newton. Newton finds Sankey through the lane. Drives on Slake. Blocks it away. But a whistle and a foul coming up on Northwest. This should go on Slake as well. And Slake will pick up his first foul. This will send Sankey back to the free throw line. Averaging 5 points and five rebounds a game. Seventeen-point Bearcat lead at the line. Sankey's free throw good. Matt Wallace back in for Northwest. Kirker goes to the sideline. Also Bazai to the bench, and John Henderson in for Nebraska Kearney, and their co-head coaches Tom Kropp and Kevin Lofton. Second free throw just barely got to the rim. Rebound Northwest as Haley clears it. First miss of the season at the line for Drew Sankey. Wallace on the right, brings it out front. Slake looks left side. Haley. Now to Wallace out front. Northwest in front, 27 to 11. Wallace trying to look inside. Now goes on the right side, Slake. Out front, Wallace once again. 14 on the shot clock. Wallace through the lane, into the right corner for Sullivan. A ball fake and gets called for the travel as he made that ball fake. He's able to get Henderson up in the air, but gets called for the travel. And the turnover will send it to Nebraska Kearney. 27 to 11, Northwest in front. Henderson handling the point duties, averaging 19 points, 3 rebounds a game. Right side pass on the wing for Newton, whistle, and a foul. And this one to come up on Northwest. And this one inside on Schlake once again. That'll be his second foul. And this will get Mike Detlinger to the free throw line, a 6'6 junior out of Omaha. He averages 14 points, 7 rebounds a game. And a 70% shooter at the free throw line. Deep knee bend, front end of the 1-1 is good. Last foul, the 8th team foul on Northwest. Had a good game against Lincoln on Wednesday.
One thing Nebraska Kearney has done a good job of so far is getting to the free throw line. They're trying to get the ball down inside the lane to get their looks, and that's earned them several free throws already.
Detlinger hits both. Nebraska Kearney on the season, a good free throw shooting team, just over 74%. That's second in the MIAA. 27-13, Northwest in front. Wallace penetrates the lane, kicks it right side Sullivan. 8:30 left in the half. Northwest up 27-13. Haley to the top of the key, to the free throw line, through the lane. A runner won't go. Short rebound and a foul. Haley collides with Detlinger inside and will get called for the foul as Haley's trying to follow his shot. They'll go the other end for another 1-1 opportunity. 9th team foul on Northwest. UNK with 5 team fouls in the first half. Bryson Williams into the game. Haley goes to the sideline. Boy, Haley started this game red hot. He's got 11 points. He had his first 3 shots, all 3 of those being from beyond the arc. Bentlinger back to the line. And front end of this one, and one is good. He had 21 points against Lincoln Wednesday night. Nebraska Kearney lost that game 72-61 in Kearney. And their first ever MIAA game. Second free throw by Dentlinger, good. 27-15, Northwest in front. Ball is into the front court left side. And man-to-man defense now out of Nebraska Kearney. Now looks like they've switched it to the zone. As through the lane goes Sullivan. Low left side. Funk lays it up and in. Nice penetration inside. Then they got Funk off the block on the left. He knock it down. His first bucket of the game. 29-15 Northwest. Off the right side on the wing. Newton. Bounce pass out. Front goes to Sankey. On the left wing. Shields. Guarded by Sullivan. Out near the timeline with the pass for Newton. That's a man-to-man. Newton backs out. Wants a jumper. A three out front. Just barely got to the rim. Rebound tipped high in the air. Chased down near the left sideline. Controlled by Northwest. On the break. 2-on-1 break. Williams bounce pass to Sullivan. Drives. Lays it up. And a foul. Sullivan with his first bucket of the game. We'll have a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. Foul on Mike Dentlinger. That'll be number one on Dentlinger.
Yeah, Northwest has gotten the opportunities to get the ball up the floor in the hurry, and they've taken advantage of some of those opportunities here today.
Sixth team foul on in UNK. Sullivan to the free throw line. 83% shooter on the season. 10 of 12 coming into the game. And he makes it a three-point trip down the floor. 32-15, Northwest in front. Across the timeline, Henderson. They look right side. Newton trying to drive on Williams to the baseline. Dust Lake comes over on the help side. Out of a double team. Pass out now left side for Henderson through the lane. Spins left side fade away. Rims around, out, Slate clears the board for Northwest. Allen on the left sideline goes to Sullivan, into the front court from left to right. Now to Slate trailing, and right side Wallace on the right wing, Williams. 7 minutes left in the half, Northwest in front, 32-15. Wallace through the lane, drives, high off the glass, won't go, board to Funk, and he'll clear back left side. Sullivan on the wing with the three, just barely got to the rim of the rebound out front. Picked up by Newton, and here comes Nebraska Kearney on the break. Beside to the baseline, to the bucket, lays it up off the left side, blows the layup, and Slake with the rebound for the Cats. Gives it to Wallace. Wallace finding Funk down the floor underneath the bucket, leans back out, puts it in off the right side. Funk with 4 points, 34-15 Northwest. Into the front court, right side, Henderson, out of his eye. Dribbles right on Funk. Right side, Shields, through the lane, and runner on the way, won't go. Rebound to Williams and Northwest, clears it away on the dribble. Hustling down the floor to the bucket, going coast to coast with it, misses the layup, but he'll go to the free throw line, fouled on the play.
Yeah, that time Bazai just didn't really know how to defend it. He couldn't make a decision whether to come to the ball and be aggressive or stay away and not commit the foul, so he was kind of in between, committed the foul, and really gave Williams a pretty good opportunity at a three-point play. Williams just couldn't get the shot to go.
At the line, an 83% shooter this season, and it rolled out. Northwest came into this game at the free throw line, 62.3% shooting. That's last in the MIAA, and that is a spot that's not where you expect the Bearcat team to be after being at the top of the conference the past couple years there. Second free throw by Williams rolls in. 45-15, Northwest up with 6:10 left in the half. Henderson into the front court. Looks right side for Sankey. Right wing pass for Newton. Trying to get a screen by Dentlinger. Out between the circles. Picked up by Williams. Left side for Henderson. Henderson behind the back with the dribble. Now to the baseline. Cut off by Wallace. Kicks the pass across court. No one there. Trying to go up back out toward the wing and find Newton, who had cut toward the bucket. Pass goes behind him out of bounds.
So not only is Wallace keeping Henderson scoreless, but he's forcing him into some bad passes as well.
Northwest in front, 35-15. Their largest lead of the game on the right side. Williams, cross court, left side, finds Wallace. Top the key, Funk. Now to Sullivan on the right, in front of the scorer's table. Great look inside, nothing there, brings it out front instead. Ball tipped away, and it's controlled by Northwest. Wallace in the backcourt will pick it up as the ball is tipped by Shields. Shot clock under 10 seconds now. Wallace at the top of the key. Dribbles left side, down the lane, hooks the pass left side, Sullivan, three on the shot clock. Sullivan, left corner, Wallace, as he takes the jumper, ball barely grazes the rim, and the rebound to the Loafers. On the break, Newton, left side, on the wing, back, looks low left side for Dentlinger. Into the lane, little right-handed hook over Kozad, won't go, ball fake up for the shot, and good. So Dentlinger got his board off the missed shot, and put it right back up and in. 35-17, Northwest in front. Cats right now going with Wallace at the point. Funk along with Williams, Kozad, and Sullivan out there as well. Into the right corner. Funk sets up, wants the three. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Kozad clears the board for the Cats. And the baseline spins up with the shot and puts it in off the glass. Strong move. Kozad initially looked like he might want to kick it back out on the perimeter. Instead did a spin move to the bucket and makes it a 37-17 Northwest lead. Right side, Newton. To the right wing, Sankey. Trying to go low with it. Overthrown is trying to get to Dentlinger. Picked off by Williams. And there's Northwest on a three-on-one break. Funk lobs it high for Kozad. Had to come back after it. Up with a shot off a dribble. And the ball is slapped out of his hands out of bounds. Off of Tyler Shields. 37-17. Northwest in front of Nebraska Kearney. We'll be back right after this. 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest 37, Nebraska Kearney 17. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, we have a new cheering section here at Bearcat Arena. They're calling themselves the Lampkin Lunatics. So after the Lampkin Activity Center, of course, this used to be Lampkin Gymnasium. I think kind of got a start out of Coach Ben McCollum's fundamentals of coaching class with some players wanting to figure out how to show their support of the team, and they come up with a pretty good cheering group over there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they're out there with the white shirts sticking out and cheering loud.
On the right side, Wallace looks on the wing for Kirker, who checked in during the timeout. Wallace now low right for Kozad. Takes the jumper as he faces the bucket from 12 feet out and knocks it down. Kozad with a strong first half. He's in double figures with 10 points, 39-17 Northwest. Anderson into the front court left side. As the Loafers slow things up, looks on the right side, gets the pass for Newton. Gets a screen by Shields. Now Shields with it in the right corner. Guarded by Kirker. Out front between the circles. Henderson trying to drive on Wallace through the lane. Goes low right side for Sankey. Puts up the jumper from seven and rolls in. Sankey with 5 points. 39-19 Northwest in front. Across the timeline goes Wallace. Dribbles top of the key. Out front right for Funk. Funk low post for Kozad, brings it back out front, chased down by Wallace. Shot clock's at 16, just over 3 minutes left in the half. Left side, Kozad inside the arc, takes the jumper, and rims out from 17, and the rebound inside Newton, and here comes the Loafers on the break, across the timeline, Henderson. Now out front for Dentlinger, drives on Kozad, kicks it back out from right side, jumper by Shields on the way, a three-pointer, knocks it down. Shields with his 13th three of the season, 39-22. Northwest in front of UNK. Left side, Kirker. He takes a three as Northwest comes down, and Kirker knocks down his sixth three of the year, 42-22. Northwest in front. Newton, now to Henderson to the top of the key. Between the legs with the dribble. Goes one-on-one with Kirker through the lane. Drives high off the glass. Won't go. Rebound. Dentlinger crashing the board. Puts it up in. Brother Sankey. Sankey crashing the board and knocks it down. And it's a 42-24 Northwest lead. 2:10 left in the first half. Wallace, top of the key, accelerates down the lane, gets to a halt, brings it out front right for Kirker. Out of Wallace, top of the key. 2 minutes left in the half. Wallace Crossover dribble down the lane, right, hooks the pass in line for Kozad. Fadeaway jumper good as he's popped. He'll go to the line with a chance at a three-point trip down the floor as Kozad knocks it down. 12 first-half points for Grant Kozad, the sophomore out of Kearney.
And not a lot of contact there by Dentlinger, but Bearcats will take it, that's for sure.
Picks up his second foul, eighth as a team. Williams goes to the sideline. And Alex Sullivan will take his place for Northwest. Kozad, a 6'8", 200-pound sophomore out of Kearney, Missouri, going to the free throw line. Newton to the sideline. And Thomas Cooper enters for UNK. Grant Kozad puts up the free throw, nothing but net. And he has 13 points. He's 2-2 at the free throw line as well. 45-24, Northwest Missouri State in front. Across the timeline on the left side, Henderson. Right wing pass goes to Cooper. Cooper the dribble to the top of the key. Pulls up, pass to the right wing. Shields. Looks low right side. Dentlinger tries. Ball fake up over Kozad, knocks it in. And check that. It was Kendall Glidden who just checked into the ball game, knocks it down. It's now 45-26 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Right side. Wallace dribbles top of the key. Looks right. Finds Sullivan. Now to Wallace. Back right side. Intended for Sullivan. It was Henderson got a hand on it. Knocks it out of bounds toward the Nebraska Kearney bench. 1:15 left in the first half. And Northwest in front. 45-26. Locked inbound all the way into the backcourt where Kirker will chase it and bring it across midcourt from our left to our right. Accelerates down the lane to the bucket. Double pump and puts up the layup. It won't go, but a foul. Connor Kirker recognized he had a shot to go to the bucket and was fouled by Kendall Glidden. That will be his first foul. And Kirker to the line.
Well, this is a guy who's going to do some special things as a Bearcat, I think.
And just a freshman out of Overland Park, Kansas. Left-handed free throw shooter. And knocks down the first one. Kirker was a first-team All-Eastern Kansas League player, second-team All-State in Kansas, second-team All-Metro, and in high school averaged 15 points and 3 assists a game as a senior and hits both free throws. 47-26, Northwest Missouri State in front, just over a minute left in the first half. On the left side, Sankey looks right for Henderson. Picked up by Wallace, as Madison talked about in this first half. Wallace done a great job defensively against Henderson. Out front on the right side, Glidden wants to drive on Kozad through the lane, right? Ball fake, spins in the lane, will get called for a travel. Had a little bit of happy feet trying to dance through the lane and gets called for the turnover.
Well, tried multiple moves and switched pivot feet in doing so.
Kozad did a good job standing his ground. 47-26, Northwest in front with 42 seconds left in the half. Wallace out front, hands off to Sullivan. Between the circles, looks left side Wallace. Out front with the dribble. And man-to-man defense. Wallace on the left side. Kirker squares up. Wants the three off the left wing. Misses too hard. Rebound. Sullivan clears it out with 26 seconds left in the half. Now to Wallace. Top of the key. He'll backpedal near the timeline. 18 seconds left in the half. And a half that's been all Northwest. Wallace just dribbling the clock down. It's now 10 seconds left. Out of a double team. Now has his dribble stolen by Glidden, who stepped out. And it's picked up on the right side, Henderson. Henderson to the right wing with 2 seconds left. Back pedals, fades away, takes the jumper, rims around and out to the buzzer, and Northwest will have the lead at halftime as they go in with a 47-26 lead over Nebraska Kearney. We'll be back and have more for you right after this two-minute timeout. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsons in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsons at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from shelter insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back at halftime, Northwest in front of Nebraska Kearney, 47-26 at Bearcat Arena. With Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, this first half really kind of mirrored what we saw out of the women's game with the Northwest women jumping out to that early lead.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Bearcat men scored the first 10 points of the game, where the Northwest women scored the first 11 points of the ball game. And for the Bearcat men, they just kind of took that and built it up to a 22-point lead. The Northwest women had built up to a 21-point lead in their ball game, you know. So, yeah, you're exactly right. Cats just doing strong. And I think the biggest reason why they were able to get out to a big lead and hold a big lead here at the half, again, John Henderson, their leading scorer, averaging 18.5 points a game, scoreless through the first half. He has just one assist in the ball game so far. And you got to give Matt Wallace a lot of credit. You know, they know that they can put Matt Wallace on the best player for the opponent in just about any team, and he's going to play good, solid defense, and he's done that here today.
And not only has he done that, he's also handed out 10 assists out of the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just, so he's not – a lot of times guys will focus on one end of the floor or the other, and it will affect the other end of the floor. It hasn't done that for Matt Wallace so far today.
And Northwest at the half in front of Nebraska Kearney, 47-26. When we come back, the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Mark Keller, will join Matt and talk about the Northwest win over UNK. We'll be back and have that for you right after this one-minute timeout. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 47-26. The Northwest Missouri State men with the lead here at the half. And joining us now is the Northwest women's coach Mark Kellogg after a 67-56 win over Nebraska Kearney. And, Coach, we talked about it before the ball game, how you wanted to see the team get out to a better start today. And I would say 11-0 start is a pretty good start to a ball game.
Yeah, no, that was a good start. And I'm learning as a basketball coach, because I preached and preached a good start, and then I guess I didn't talk enough about the second half or how you finish it. But, yeah, no, it was, and we hadn't started very well the last couple nights. So good to, you know, we use the phrase impose your will quite a bit, and that's kind of what we want to do to start the games, especially with the style that we play, is we want to make sure we dictate tempo and dictate the flow of the game. And, I mean, I think we did that, especially in the first half for the most part, and then the second half got a little sloppy.
You had some lulls there in the second half, but are you getting closer to 40 minutes of basketball after the first half today?
I think we're closer. I mean, every time we take the floor, we just need to play games, and I, as a coach, need to see them play and play together and figure out some strengths and weaknesses, and they need the same thing to learn how to read off of each other. You know, I just thought the second half, really, our offense was so bad that it affected our defense. I mean, we turned it over 15 times or something like that, I think, in the second half, 14 or 15, and that just led to them getting easy baskets. And we told them all game long or going into the week that if we kept Nebraska Kearney in front of us and made them take those pull-up contested jump shots, we'd be just fine. And I thought we did that great job of that in the first half and only gave up 19 points. So we should have ended the game around 40 points given up, and instead we end up giving up 56. And, you know, and that's what's disappointing. We didn't do that. We gambled a little bit defensively and turned it over, leading some easy points.
It did seem like when you were playing well offensively, you were getting some real crisp passing, some nice ball movement, and got some looks inside because of that.
Well, we did. I mean, and we talk about playing inside out, and Annie got it going a little bit. We got Maggie a few times, not as much as we probably should have. But, you know, play through the paint. Get the ball, get those paint touches, whether that means a pass into the post or we, you know, punch the paint off the dribble. You know, that's what we want. And then get the kick-out threes. Those are the threes that seem to go. You know, we hit some big ones. They made a couple runs in the second half, and then I remember Timber answered one. Maybe Nelly got one, kind of answered it when they had tried to cut it to 10 or 12. So we never felt threatened, but we definitely never put them away.
Now, you got an interesting situation here now that you've got some time, a little more than a week. A week from Monday will be your next ball game. Of course, finals week next week. Is finals week always kind of different in terms of trying to balance? Because schedules change for the players, I know, through that week. But trying to balance basketball and finals?
Yeah, it does. And maybe it's a good thing, actually, that we have 9 days off. So we don't have to worry so much about the basketball side of things, at least the first few days of finals, which is usually when their finals are stacked, kind of back to back to back. So we'll ease off a little bit, maybe even give them a day or two off, you know, not work them out quite as hard. But we'll use basketball as a little study break here and there, too. And, you know, when you recruit and you have high expectations on the basketball court, then I've got to live up to that and put the onus back on them to do well now and buckle down to finish this semester correctly. So we do want to do that, and we do pride ourselves on what we do in the classroom. So we'll have a little bit of time to do that this week, and then as the week tapers on toward the end of the week, we can kind of rev it up again to get ready for Midland.
And since you do get out of conference play a little bit, I guess that's one positive too, because while you want to win that game Monday, you don't look at it as having to go back into some really important basketball right off of a week like that.
Yeah, no, you do. You know, we'll treat it the same as we do every game, though. It's another home game for us, another opportunity to get better and hopefully do that. I don't know anything about Midland yet at all. But, you know, once we get done with Midland, now we do get MIAA the rest of the year. And we know the gauntlet that that's going to present and some of the quality teams in this league. So it's just one more chance, maybe hopefully breathe a little bit. And, you know, I told him I hope we go 8-2 into the break, and that would be pretty, we'd be sitting pretty good if we were.
All right, Coach. Well, good week this week, and we'll catch up with you after finals.
Okay, we'll do it. Thanks, Matt.
That is Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. Again, the final for them today, 67-56, a win over the University of Nebraska Kearney. We're at the half of the men's matchup, 47-26, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. When we come back, John, we'll look at some of the numbers from the first half of this men's game. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Four high school student athletes have announced their intentions during the early signing period to join the Northwest Missouri State softball team. Paige Oreg of Norfolk, Nebraska, Cassidy Lee of Kearney, Missouri, Bailey Scarborough of Maryville, and Tori Blythe of Maysville, Missouri. Oreg is a three-time All-State selection in Nebraska. Lee is a three-time All-Conference and All-District pick. Scarborough is a two-time All-State and three-time All-District selection. And Blythe is a four-time All-Conference and All-State athlete. The four student athletes will join the Bearcat softball program for the 2014 season. The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back at Bearcat Arena at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Nebraska Kearney, 47-26. For Northwest, shooting 59% from the field, 19 of 32. 4 of 11 on three-pointers, and of those four three-pointers, D'Angelo Haley has three of those as he knocked down his first three shots of the game, which came from a three-point range. Now the totals, Northwest shooting much better at the free-throw line this afternoon. 83%, 5 of 6 at the charity stripe. Cats also out-rebounding Nebraska Kearney, 19-11. And in the turnover situation, 7 turnovers for Nebraska Kearney, just 4 for Northwest. And for Northwest, off of those turnovers, doing a pretty good job converting those into points. 11 points off of Kearney turnovers for Northwest out of the first half. Nebraska Kearney shooting 33% from the field, 8 of 24. They're 2 of 5 from three-point range, and they're 8 of 10 at the free throw line. Leading away in scoring for Northwest, D'Angelo Haley with 11 points. Again, 9 of those coming on threes. Knocked down a two-pointer as well to go along with a couple of rebounds. Still lead the team. Also with 13 points is Grant Kozad. Kozad coming off the bench for 13 points. 6 of 8 from the field. Also pulled down a rebound as well. Kyle Slake scored the first 4 points of the game. He has 6 total. Dylan Starzl with 4 points inside. 3 points for Alex Sullivan. And then 4 points for Tyler Funk coming off the bench. And Connor Kirker running out the scoring with 5. For Nebraska Kearney, no one in double figures. They're led by Drew Sankey with 7 points. 6 points for Mike Dentlinger. 5 points for Tyler Shields. 3 points for Sammy Bazai. And 3 points for Pierre Newton. Also 2 points for Thomas Cooper, rather for Kendall Glidden. And that's the way the scoring for both of these teams look here at halftime. We'll be back ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandGlassandLock.com.
Northwest Missouri State up at halftime, 47-26, as they lead Nebraska Kearney. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Really, when you look at the second half coming up for Northwest, it's pretty much the same type of goals that the Northwest women had going into the second half. You'd like to see them put together 40 full minutes of what we've seen out of the first half.
Yeah, we saw a few lulls in that second half from the Northwest women. And, you know, another thing, that lesson that we talked about that the Northwest men hopefully learned on Wednesday, being up big in the second half and seeing it disappear, will play out here today because, you know, they had an 18-point lead at one point in the second half of that game. They had a 10-point lead with 3 minutes to go in that game on Wednesday and then saw it pushed into overtime by Lindenwood. So hopefully the Bearcat men with, you know, doesn't need long memories because it just happened Wednesday night, but hopefully they've got a memory of that game and keep the foot on the gas pedal and keep pushing here and grow this lead against Nebraska Kearney and not make that a concern for the tail end of this game.
One of the things that had the coaching staff a little bit concerned, too, was just how Northwestern handled some of the pressure and not to commit to the turnovers. And right now, Northwest really has done a good job with that and also forcing turnovers and turning those into points.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how you get out to a lead like this. You have to be good on both of those sides with the basketball, taking care of it, forcing it. And then that's where they're getting a lot of their fast break points is out of those turnovers. They're doing a good job of getting it out on the rebounds quickly as well. Nebraska Kearney wants to apply some pressure in the backcourt, but can't do it because Northwest is getting it up the floor in too big a hurry.
For the Northwest men, after this one, they've got the week off as they prepare for finals, really up until Thursday, and then they've got a rough time of it here this upcoming weekend. A flight out to Hawaii to have a couple games with St. Edward's on Saturday at 5 o'clock Central Time start, and then Harding on Sunday at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, always the toughest thing about that trip is focus. It's hard to be in Hawaii and focus on the job at hand, but hopefully they'll be able to do that next weekend.
And a couple good Division II opponents to go up against.
Absolutely. Even more reason to make sure that you're focused because you would like to come out of that undefeated, of course, assuming that you get this win here today.
20 minutes to go on this one, and Nebraska Kearney will inbound. Go from our left to our right. Northwest in front, 47-26. Off of the left side, Henderson, who's guarded by Wallace, did a great job on him in the first half. Out to the top of the key, Newton. Newton out front. They get it left side for Sankey. Takes a 16-foot jump, rims around and out, and the rebound Starzl for the Cats will clear it out to Wallace. And Wallace pushes it down the floor as Northwest goes from our right to our left. Get Northwest with their home white uniforms with the green numerals and trim. On the right side, Wallace bounce pass low and reach around foul. Try to get it in the blocks to Starzl off the right side and reach around foul coming up. as Drew Sankey will pick up his second foul, team's first, and the Bearcats inbound baseline right. Wallace lobs it all the way out front, chased down by Schlake, and he will hand off to Haley. Haley again jumped out with red hot to start that half, picked up a couple fouls and ended up setting some of the half, but he helped Northwest get out to that good start. Schlake now right side, 17-foot jumper, rims out, rebound tapped out, chasing after his Schlake, and it knocks it into the backcourt where it's picked up by Northwest and Haley as he was chasing after that with Henderson. Northwest back with it, top of the key, Wallace. Bounce pass right side, Sullivan open, a long three out front, nothing but net. Wallace with it, or rather Sullivan with his first three of the game. Leads them by double A in threes per ball game. Knocks down that one, makes it a 50-26 Bearcat lead. Right side, Newton inside the arc, pulls up near the free throw line. Scoops the pass toward the right corner for Tyler Shields. He'll take it top of the key. Pass baseline right, open as Sankey drives off the glass and good. Sankey with 9 points, 50-28 Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace to walk it across the timeline. There by Shields. Bounce pass right for Schlake. Holds it with the right hand. Now cradles the ball. Hands off to Haley coming over to help out. Bounce pass left side, Wallace. Pass to the right wing. Sullivan left wide open off the front of the rim. Won't go as they crash the board. Rebound chased out near the Bearcat bench and controlled by Shields for Nebraska Kearney. To the free throw line. Sankey. Left side baseline. They get it on the left corner and it's good. Dittlinger knocks down the jumper from 17. He's got 8 points, and it's a 50-30 game. Northwest Missouri State up. Largest lead for the Bearcats, 24 in this one, coming about a minute into the second half. Out front, Haley. Looks low left for Schlake. Dribbles into the lane toward the free throw line now. Finds Sullivan. Cross court right side, Haley. Pass tip goes out of bounds. Haley trying to go toward Wallace on the right sideline, and Tyler Shields got a hand on it and knocks it out of bounds. 50-30, Northwest Missouri State in front of Nebraska Kearney. Inbound from Haley goes to Wallace. Trying to dribble on Shields. Now we'll bring it back out with seven on the shot clock. Let's roll left in the blocks. Four, Schlake off the glass and good. Took one dribble, leaned in, and knocked it down. Schlake with 8 points. He scored the first 4 points of the game. 52-30, Northwest in front. Sankey. Drives on Schlake through the lane. A scoop layup is good and a foul. Schlake will get called for the foul. That'll be his third. First team foul on the Bearcats in the second half. Drew Sankey going to the free throw line where he is 3 of 4. Came into this game perfect at the line, 10 of 10. Tyler Funk into the game and Kyle Schlake will go to the sideline. 17-12 left. Northwest trying to remain undefeated on the season and pick up their second conference win. Drew Sankey, a 6'6 senior out of Lincoln, Nebraska, and knocks down the free throw. 52-33, Northwest in front. Wallace lobs a pass right side for Sullivan. Sullivan through the lane, drives all the way to the bucket, has the easy layup. Got near the free throw line and was in a double team, was able to break out of that, and no one picked him up as he went down the lane. 54-33, Northwest with the lead. Henderson backs out near the timeline, looks left side, Newton. Crossover dribble on Haley, pulls up, leans in, now finds in the lane, cutting through Sankey, spins right side in the blocks, misses the shot too hard. The putback is good, but a whistle and a foul, and they're going to wave off the shot. Foul will come up on UNK, and picking up the foul is Tyler Shields, a push-up before getting the rebound. And that will be his first foul. 54-33, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace will take it across the timeline. Northwest a little bit more deliberate here in the second half. First half, they were pushing it down the floor. Our left side is front near the free throw line. Back to Wallace, right side. Goes to Sullivan on the right wing. Cross court left side, Haley. One dribble out of a double team. Finds Funk left. Takes it inside the arc. Bounce pass low left. It's 10 to 4 Starzl. It was knocked loose by Henderson, who had momentum, took him out of bounds. He came back inbounds, had the ball. And unfortunately, can't do that. Ball will belong to Northwest. as Wallace now will inbound, baseline left.
And it was not a change of possession, so just 11 seconds on the shot clock.
Wallace lobs it into lane for Starzl, up with a shot, good, and a foul. Nice inbound. They got it into the lane for Starzl, went directly up with the shot, and was fouled on the play. Mike Dittlinger gets the call for the foul. That is his third, team's third, and Starzl will go to the free throw line. 6 points now, trying to make it seven, and the free throw good. Seeing Starzl bring his free throw shooting percentage up here in the last week or so. Came into this game at 58%. 57-33, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 16 minutes left in the game. On the right side is Newton. Back left side, Henderson. Trying to drive on Wallace through the lane as he drives. Whistle, foul coming up. And this one will go on Henderson for a little bit. Oops, they're going to give it the other way. And Matt Wallace will pick up the foul. That'll be Wallace's first. Again, he's been playing some good tight defense with Henderson. That time gets called for the foul. Inbound goes left side for Newton. Long bounce pass to Henderson toward the left baseline. Now backs out to the left wing with the dribble. Out front with Shields. Low on the right side with the pass. They find Sankey. Had to bobble just a little bit. Now brings it to Dittlinger on the left wing. Dittlinger spins in the lane. A little left-handed fadeaway. Won't go. The rebound off the left side. Stripped loose. It's pulled away by Shields. Knocked loose by Funk and controlled by Haley for Northwest. 57-33. Northwest in front. Wallace to walk it across the timeline. Just over 15 minutes left in the game. Funk looks on the right wing. Haley. Now accelerates through the lane. Drives off the left side. Misses the shot. Rebound out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest off of Pierre Newton. Northwest in front 57-33. And they led by as much as 24 in this second half. Wallace, inbound, Haley, almost has a little trouble handling the inbound pass, picks it up toward the right corner, Northwest level control. Wallace out front between the circles, to the free throw line, hooks the pass, low right for Starzl, kicks it back to Sullivan, right side of three, on the way, rims out left, rebound into the lane, controlled by Shields, Alec goes to Newton, Newton through the lane, to the bucket, lays it up, misses the shot, and the rebound Northwest. Haley will clear it for the Cats. They push it down the floor, right to left. Now to Sullivan, left side in front of the Bearcat bench. The three is up, and it is good. Sullivan in double figures to 11 points. Northwest in front, 60-33. And a timeout by Nebraska Kearney. And the Cats, 60. The Lopers, 33. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest 16, Nebraska Kearney 33. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, so far so good in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely, and they're doing just what they needed to do, come out, play solid. You mentioned it earlier. They aren't pushing the ball anymore because they don't need to. Be patient with it, run some clock, but still be controlled, aggressive on the offensive side, and that's what they've been able to do.
Lopers inbound after the timeout. Henderson will take it between the circles. Sammy Bazai checked in during that break. As he's out on the floor for the Lopers on the left side, Shields. Now to Thomas Cooper out front. Shields with a long jumper and won't go. Rebound, Bryson Williams. That was also in the game for the Cats. Clears it away. Now Wallace pushes it down the floor. Right side, Funk. Back to Wallace right. So the break wasn't there, so they'll set up and run some clock now with 14 minutes left in the game. Out front, Funk on the right side to the right wing, Williams. Trying to get a screen by Grant Kozad, who checked in. Back right side, Williams into the right corner. Sullivan thought about the three. Instead, goes through the lane, kicks it back left side, Wallace. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. Long bounce pass low, knocked loose by Bazai. They chase it into the corner, goes out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. And it will go off of a Thomas Cooper as he was going for the loose ball. We've got a break in the action. Northwest in front of Nebraska Kearney, 60-33. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
A bull born and raised at the R.T. Wright Farm at Northwest Missouri State University won Reserve Grand Champion at the American Royal Livestock Show November 4th in Kansas City. Northwest Department of Agricultural Sciences exhibited the bull along with a second bull, which won third place. The department also showed three heifers that placed second, third, and fifth in their classes. The bull won Grand Champion as a calf at last year's American Royal Livestock Show.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Funk with the runner in the lane. Misses. Rebound picked up by Nebraska Kearney. As they come down the floor, ball knocked loose. Picked up by Funk on the fast break. Leads perfectly. Bryson Williams. He lays it up and in.
What a one-handed pass by Funk.
62-33. Northwest in front. Through the lane. Henderson as he drives. Pushing a foul. This one to come up on Northwest. And the foul will go on Matt Wallace. That'll be number two on Wallace.
Wallace wanting the officials to watch the hook. Henderson is using his off arm to try to push Wallace away so he can get around him. So Wallace trying to alert the officials to that.
Wallace will go to the sideline, and Lyle Harris at the end of the game. 6'1", a freshman out of Columbia, Missouri. Inbound comes to Henderson. Bounce pass high post left. Goes to Shields, who will hand off to Henderson once again as Harris picks him up. Crossover dribble to the baseline left, cut off, high post left for Dentlinger, through the lane, strip as he makes a move, it's knocked away by Funk, picked up by Harris, 3-on-2 break, Harris left wing, Williams, now to Harris out front, holds on to it, takes a dribble between the circles, goes right side, Connor Kirker, back to Harris right, Harris at the top of the key to Kirker to the right wing, couple of good freshmen right there for Northwest, Kirker with the left-handed dribble, left side finds Harris, to the free throw line, back to Kirker, open on the wing, and takes the jumper, rims around and out from the right side, and the rebound in the lane on the floor goes to Pierre Newton. Left side, Henderson to the left wing, steps in front of the arc, takes the jumper, won't go, and underneath the bucket, whistle and a foul, Dentlinger falls to the floor, make a collision most likely with Kozad there. Instead, we're going to give this one on Bryson Williams. That'll be Williams' second foul. Fourth team foul on Northwest. UNK with three fouls. Side inbound, baseline right. Gets the inbound to Henderson to the right corner. Drives on Harris, takes a jumper from 16. Won't go. Rebound, Kozak. Clears it away for Northwest. Alec goes to Funk. He'll push it down the floor through the lane. Into the left corner, Harris wants the three, and it takes a high bounce off the rim. Won't go. Kozad tries to tap it out front, whistling a foul inside. And this will go on Nebraska Kearney inside. This will go on Kendall Glidden. That will be his second foul. Fourth team foul. Fighting for that rebound with Kozad, and now Northwest inbound baseline left. Inbound tip goes out of bounds. Harris trying to get it to Williams, and it was Bazai who stepped in front and knocks the ball out of bounds into about the second row of the bleachers. ...62-33, Northwest in front with 12:14 left in the game. Funk with the inbound left side for Harris. Dribbles top of the key. Now down the lane. Tresco with the pass to the right wing. Does. It goes to Crooker. Back to Williams on the left side. Williams to the free throw line. Dribble knocked loose. And a whistle and a foul. Coming up with the ball was Cooper for Nebraska Kearney. And a foul on Northwest trying to get it back. That will go on Bryson Williams. Number three on Williams.
Not a bad foul on Williams. That would have been a pretty easy fast break there for Nebraska Kearney had he not committed that foul.
D'Angelo Haley into the game. Williams goes to the sideline. Haley really set the pace for this one in the first half. He hit his first three threes of the game, had 11 points early in the half, and then had to sit for a while with two fouls, but really helped Northwest get out to that early lead. Cooper, top of the key. Bounce pass is read perfectly and stolen by Northwest. Lyle Harris, the freshman, drives and lays it up and in. 64-33, Northwest in front. 11:40 left in the game. Through the lane, Henderson shot rejected. Inside Cozette, picked up right side. Funk on the break to the bucket. Lays it up and misses it. The putback by Crooker is good. 66-33, Northwest. Into the front court, Henderson. As he takes it across the timeline, timeout Nebraska Kearney. 66-33, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the Lopers. 11:23 left in the game. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
66-33, Northwest Missouri State in front of Nebraska Kearney. First meeting between these two schools in men's basketball. High post left side is Drew Sankey. Now to Sammy Bazai. Pulls up inside the arc, takes a fadeaway jumper from 18. Nothing but that. And 66-35, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Lyle Harris into the front court. Hands off to Haley out of the weave as Northwest trying to work some time now. Just under 11 minutes left. Harris out front. Fadeaway jumper. It's good. They get the pass to Haley, and he knocks down another three. 14 points for Haley, 69-35, Northwest in front. Northwest with the 34-point lead, their largest of the game. Off the right side, Cooper. Bounce pass, low right. Finds Glidden, trying to take it into the lane. Spins on Cozette, lost the handle on it. Whistle and a foul coming up. This one will go on Northwest, and they'll get whistle this one on Grant Cozette, picking up his third foul. Cozette had a heck of a first half. He had 13 points in the first half coming off the bench. Yet to score in the second half. Glidden at the line. First free throw hits the front of the rim, the backboard, and then drops in. Just the third free throw he shot this season. It's one of two coming into the game, and it's the second. 69-37, Northwest in front. 10.5 minutes left in the game. Harris to walk it across the timeline. Northwest from our right to our left in the second half. Harris at the top of the key. Looks left side, Haley. Goes low on the blocks. Intended for Cozad. Reaching around, diving after the ball, but picking up a foul. Tyler Shields. That'll be the sixth team foul on Nebraska Kearney.
You know, it's really hard to win a ball game when your leading scorer isn't playing well, and Henderson still scoreless in this game. 0 for 8 shooting, 0 for 1. Came in averaging 18.5 points a ball game. Part of the reason why they've only got 37 on the board right now.
And what a job Northwest has done, primarily Matt Wallace, but when you have players coming off the bench doing a good job when Wallace gets a rest as well, just got to hand it to Northwest defensively. Left side, Crooker, out front for Harris at the top of the key. Now to Funk. He wants the jumper on the wing. Got it. Off the left side. Tyler Funk hits the three-pointer. Just his second three of the season. 72-37 Northwest. On the left side, Cooper. Into the left corner. Now a three by Bazai. A high arching rainbow drops down. Nothing but net. 72-40 Northwest in front. Goes ahead. Now left side for Harris. Killing in front of the scorer's table. Takes it top of the key. Left side, Funk. Thought about another three. Back to Harris on the right side. Shot clock's down to 17. Driving the lane, Harris dishes left side. Cosette up with a shot and a foul. Nice little dish by Harris. He went through the lane. Had the ball about waist high, just kind of shoveled the pass to Cosette, who went up, hit the shot, and will have a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. Foul on to Kendall Glidden. Now are they going to wave it off and say it was on the floor?
No, it was during the shot, okay. But the block foul occurred before the shot was attempted. So,
all right, with Northwest in front, 72-40, breaking the action, 9:30. Left in the game, Northwest in front, 72-40. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest inbound, leading 72-40. 9:29 left in the game. Harrison will have it on the right side. Gets a screen by Kyle Slake, who checked in during the timeout. Now to Kirker on the right wing. Bounce pass, low right for Slake, trying to post up inside. Spins in lane, fadeaway jumper from eight, rims around and out. Rebound, chased down by Haley. Tipped it, kept it alive, and then went after the shot. Now to Harris, Northwest with another 35 on the shot clock. They have the lead 72-40. Haley on the right wing to the top of the key. Sets up, wants the three, rims out left. Rebound, tipped by Starzl. Slake now will take it, try to go up with a shot and a foul. This one will go on. Nebraska Kearney. Tyler Shields will pick up his third foul, and this will send Kyle Slake to the free throw line. Northwest right now inside was Slake and Starzl. Haley, along with Kirker and Harris, round out the five. Free throw by Slake, rims up. Now 0 of 1 at the free throw line. Kyler Erickson into the game for Northwest. To the sideline goes D'Angelo Haley. Erickson, a 6-foot freshman out of Omaha. Second free throw rims out. So Slake misses both. 72-40, Northwest Missouri State in front. Newton off the right side with 8:50 left. Lobs the pass out front left. Gets it to Sankey. Now Bazai. Bazai to the free throw line. Free throw line right. Takes a fadeaway jumper over Harris. Good. Goes into double figures with 11 points, 72-42. Northwest Missouri stayed up. Harris on the left side. Dribbles out front and near the scorer's table. Crossover dribble. Left wing. Bounce pass high post left. Gets it to Slake. Crosses, lobs the pass to Kirker. Kirker to the free throw line. Back to Harris. Left open. Left corner. Up for the three. It's good in front of the Bearcat bench. Lyle Harris knocks down the three-pointer. His first of the season. 75-42 Northwest. Just over 8 minutes left in the game. That's been all Northwest this afternoon. Driving the baseline, Glidden cut off by Starzl. Into the right corner with the pass and a jumper put up and good by Sankey. Now 75-44 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Kirker inside the arc. dribbles to the left wing. Out front for Erickson. Cross court right side. Harris squares up. Wants the three on the right wing. Rattles out. Rebound into the lane. Pulled down by Newton for Nebraska Kearney. Goes left to right. Didn't have the numbers. And will dribble to the right wing. Lobs a pass into the right corner for Sankey. Back right side for Sammy Bazai. Cross court left. Newton. 7.5 minutes left. Bazai with it on the right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key, out of a double team. Lost a pass right side. Sankey wants the three. Takes a bounce off the back of the rim, and the rebound chased into the left corner. Saved inbounds by Newton, but picked up by Northwest. On the fast break, Harris goes to Erickson, right wing. He takes the three. It takes a bounce off the back of the iron, and the rebound to Nebraska Kearney. On the fast break, Bazai. Left side, jumper misses the mark by Newton. Just barely grazed the net. Rebound slate for Northwest, and he'll clear it out. Tyler Erickson to the top of the key. Lost the handle on the dribble and gets called for the double dribble, carrying the ball as he tried to come to a stop at the top of the key. Slake and Starzl to the sideline. Kozad back into the game. Funk into the game. Northwest also has Kirker along with Kyler Erickson and Lyle Harris. 75-44 Northwest. John Henderson, still looking for his first points of the game, pulls up on the left wing. Out front left side, Newton. Now back right side, Newton. Dribbles, hands off, Bazai, right wing, wants the three, takes it and hits it. Puts it in over Funk. Bazai knocks down his third three of the game. 75-47, Northwest with 6:25 left. Northwest shooting 55% from the field this afternoon. Out front, Funk looks left side, Harris, low left for Kozad. Finds cutting to the bucket. Funk puts it up and in. That tandem has done that a time or two. As both from Kearney. Funk knocks it down. It's a 77-47 Northwest lead. To the left baseline driving and a foul as Pierre Newton drove to the bucket. And the foul will go on Northwest. Kyler Erickson picks up his first. Erickson out of Omaha, Nebraska, originally was to redshirt this season. They elected to play him. At the free throw line, Newton, free throw good. Newton with 4 points, he averages 14 a game. So Northwest doing a very good job, not only on John Henderson, who averages almost 19 points a contest. You've got Pierre Newton, who averages almost 14 a contest. And he knocks down another one where he now has just 5 this afternoon. Detlinger back into the game. Glidden goes to the sideline. 77-49 Northwest, just under 6 minutes left. Harris into the front court. Guarded by Henderson. Takes it top of the key. Looks right side Erickson. Out front Kirker. Looks left side for Harris. Northwest right now with 3 freshmen on the floor. Funk now drives through traffic into the lane. Kicks it back left side Harris. As Harris tries to drive, reach in coming up, and the foul will come up on Nebraska Kearney. This foul goes on John Henderson. That'll be his first.
We talked about scoring for Nebraska Kearney. Between Newton, Henderson, and Detlinger, the three of them combined to average 46.5 points a game. Today, combined, they have 13.
Northwest doing another good job on defense. Harris at the free throw line. Front end of a 1-1 misses, and the rebound to Mike Dentlinger. UNK went to the free throw line. Newton jumper won't go, and the rebound. Kozak clears it for Northwest. Alec goes to Harris. Top the key, Kozak looks right side, Erickson. Now to Kirker, free throw line right. Takes the running jumper, won't go. Fight for the board, Kozak clears it. Puts it back up and in off the right side as he knocks it off the glass. Grant Kozad with 15 points, 79-49, Northwest Missouri State up. On the left side, Bazai. Looks for Dentlinger. Northwest led by as many as 35 in the second half. Now a travel violation as Henderson tries to drive to the bucket. Breaking the action with 4:52 left. Northwest Missouri State 79, Nebraska Kearney 49. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only 2 laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio. Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State in front, 79-49 on the right side. Bazai takes up a three-pointer, skims the rim, and the rebound, the putback on the left side by Mike Dentlinger is good. He's got double figures now with 10 points, 79-51 Northwest. 4:17 left in the game. Harris to the top of the key, bounce pass right side. Kirker at three on the way at the front of the rim. Kozad with the board, kicks it back left side. Erickson now to Harris out front. Three is too hard. Rebound tipped by Kozad, and a reach over foul coming up on Grant, trying to knock the ball away. That'll be Kozad's fourth foul. Ben Peterson to check in for Nebraska Kearney, and Drew Sankey goes to the sideline. And Peterson, another one of those guys, right about 6'5 as he comes in. Almost the entire lineup for Nebraska Kearney. Yeah, they go from about 6'4 to 6'6 primarily. They've got one 6'7 guy. Alex Darko hasn't played today. It's a free throw, too hard by Bazai, and the rebound to Funk, and here comes Northwest. Trying to go into the right side for Erickson. Pass knocked out of bounds by Shields. It'll belong to Northwest.
Yeah, height-wise, they're probably the most consistent from top to bottom of any team we'll see.
79-51, Northwest in front. Erickson will take the inbound. Dribble with the left hand out between the circles. Right side for Funk. Now to the right wing, Harris. Into the right corner for Funk. Funk penetrates through the lane. Goes left corner for Kricker. Drives. Takes the runner from six. Won't go. Kozad follows and knocks it down with the tip in. 17 points for Kozad. Northwest in front, 81-51. And a pass out front. Overthrown, goes out of bounds at the scorer's table. It was intended for Tyler Shields. Couldn't come up with it. And Northwest will have the ball as they will inbound with an 81-51 lead. 3.5 minutes left in the game. Erickson into the front court right side. Sets up. Looks right wing for Kirker. Dribbles right. Out. Cross court now left for Harris. Erickson to the left baseline. Hooks the pass to Funk on the left wing. He'll take the three. Got it. Nothing but net. Tyler Funk with his second three of the game. 84-51 Northwest. Just over 3 minutes left. As Northwest looking to go to 8-0 on the young season. Top of the key. Now they go high post left for Dentlinger. Dives the lane. Spins. Ball fake up with a shot. Pass Kozad. Won't go, but a whistle and a foul coming up. Kozad picks up his fifth foul. That will be it for Grant, but a good performance, especially in the first half for Kozad. He goes to the sideline with 17 points. Also pulled down at 6 rebounds. Bryson Williams will come into the game and take his place. Kozad getting a good round of applause from the Bearcat fans, the 6'8 sophomore out of Kearney, Missouri. Front end of a 1-1 opportunity for Mike Dentlinger is good. He's perfect 4-4 at the free throw line and has 11 points this afternoon. Henderson now goes to the sideline, and he'll go to the bench. Still looking for his first point of the game, going 0-8 from the field. Dentlinger, second free throw good. And he goes to the sideline. It's Kendall Glidden into the game. 2:54 left, 84-53, Northwest in front. Bearcat women earlier winners today, 67-56 as they defeat Nebraska Kearney. And handing head coach Mark Kellogg a birthday present as his birthday is today. Off the right side, Crooker. They go left and they find Erickson. Back to Crooker to the right wing. Back pedals between the circles with the dribble. 10 on the shot clock. Through the lane, drive, scoop play up with the left hand, won't go, whistle on a foul. With 7 on the shot clock, 2:25 left in the game. Foul goes on Tyler Shields, who picks up his fourth foul, trying to slide over as Crooker went through the lane. Crooker 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Today's just his first two free throws of the season, and so he has another opportunity here. 84-53, Northwest Missouri State in front. It's been all Northwest from the opening tip today. The free throw by Crooker good. He has 8 points. Northwest jumped out to a 10-0 lead and never looked back. Second free throw good. Built a lead up to as high as 35 here in the second half. 86-53 here, Northwest up. On to the left side. They're actually holding the ball, Ben Peterson right now. Gets it to Thomas Cooper. Drives, won't go. Rebound, tipped out front. Chasing effort was Cooper. And Nebraska Kearney with it with 2:08 left in the game. Running one-on-one with Harris. Stops, pops off the right side. Got it from 7.
Thomas Cooper
with his first bucket of the game. 86-55, Northwest Missouri State in front with 2:01 left. Then the Bearcats off for finals week, and then they'll travel out to Hawaii. They'll face St. Edward Saturday in a 5 o'clock tip-off. We'll have it on the Bearcat Radio Network. Erickson out top of the key, through the lane, a little left-handed runner, good. Erickson with his first bucket. 88-55, Northwest, 1:40 left. Out front between the circles, Ben Peterson. Looks left side for Cooper, drives, brings it out front. Lazai trying to drive on Erickson through the lane, leans in. Now dishes low left for Glidden, up for the shot. It's good, and a foul. Foul coming up on Kyler Erickson. That's his second. Sends Glidden to the free throw line with the clock stopped at 1:28 left. Free throw on the way, good. 88-58, Northwest Missouri State in front. Across the timeline between the circles with the dribble. Crooker now to Erickson. Back left side, Crooker. To Erickson on the right side. Dribbles to the right wing, crossover dribble. Down the lane, runner and a foul. This one to go on Northwest. Protect that will go on Ben Peterson of Nebraska Kearney. And as Erickson goes to the free throw line, we do owe you a station break. So let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Erickson hits the first free throw and knocks down the second. Erickson to 4 points, 90-58. Northwest in front. Got a minute left in this one. Abazai out front for Nebraska Kearney. Looks on the right wing, Cooper. Sets up a long three over Harris. Won't go. Fight for the board inside. Knocked out front and chasing Abazai as he has it between the circles. Looks left side for Peterson to the baseline. Nothing there. Dribbles to the left wing. Bounce pass low left Glidden. Takes it into the lane. Drives. Ball fake off the glass on the right side. Knocks it down. Glidden with 9 points. 90-60, Northwest up with 37 seconds left in the game. Harris into the front court with the pass to Erickson. Back to Harris, and Northwest will just run out the clock here as Lyle Harris cradles the ball with his right hand. We're at 20 seconds left. Now we'll just dribble on Bazai near the timeline, off the right sideline. Down to 12 seconds left in the game. 9 on the shot clock. So Northwest will have to take one more shot before the end of this game. Down to 3 seconds. A long 3 by Harris at the buzzer. And the rebound and the ball coming down with 0.4 seconds left in this game. Comes to Nebraska Kearney.
I think the officials thought that the shot clock buzzer going off was the game buzzer, but it was not. And that is.
Yes, it is. The inbound comes to Thomas Cooper, and that will be it. Northwest with a strong performance this afternoon. They defeat Nebraska Kearney 92-60. Remain undefeated on the year. They go to 8-0 and 2-0 in MIAA play. Nebraska Kearney falls to 2-5 and 0-2. In the MIAA. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest's award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
90-60, the final score. Northwest with a win over Nebraska Kearney in the men's portion of our doubleheader. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Again, Matt, Northwest just took care of business early and never let Nebraska Kearney have a chance to get back in the game.
Well, what I liked to see the most was the second half, because obviously they had the big halftime lead, and then in the second half they just poured it on. They really didn't back down. Yeah, the last 5 minutes of the game was just kind of everybody, both teams really just wait until it was done. But Northwest kept it up, didn't let them back into the game like they did with Lindenwood on Wednesday night. So it was nice to see them keep the gas on and get a huge win here today.
Yeah, they did a lot of it on the defensive side. We talked a little bit about it during the second half there, where they really handled the leading scorers for Nebraska Kearney, made it tough for them to even touch the ball this afternoon.
Yeah, I think combined they ended up with 15, maybe 17 points, the three leading scorers, and the three of them averaged 46.5 points a game between the three of them combined coming in. So that obviously was a major factor, and that's where Northwest is going to start their success, is on the defensive end.
90-60, the final score. Northwest with the win over Nebraska Kearney. We'll be back, have the extra effort award for you more. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about celebrating successes at Northwest.
What a neat time of the year. You know, everybody's ready for the holidays and really celebrating and giving thanks. We talked about giving thanks last week. But at Northwest Missouri State University, John, so many good things to really reflect upon, step back and say, thank you. And it's thanks to our students, our faculty, our staff, our community members. not just Maryville and Northwest Missouri, but it's really our alumni association and our alumni network throughout the world that all interplay. And just a couple of recent examples, John. One is we're rebranding ourselves, looking at our graphic interpretations and looking at ways that we can talk about Northwest and use of Bobby Bearcat, et cetera. And we've had so much input from our community about that, and we're moving ahead in the near term in terms of rebranding. You look at the success of KZLX, our college radio station, and the national awards they've had. You look at the work of Dr. Michael Rogers, computer scientist who has worked with our students to develop iPhone applications, and Jackie Lamer, who has worked with the city, actually, and really trying to look at how to market Mozingo in a different atmosphere. So many good things. I even should have mentioned the American Royal Livestock Show, where, you know, our bull from our ag students received Grand Reserve Champion status. So many positives out there, John.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back in Bearcat Arena, Northwest with a 90-60 win over Nebraska Kearney. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Time for our Extra Effort Award. And Matt, a guy that was out all over the floor today, really did a heck of a job in helping Northwest to the win, Tyler Funk.
Yeah, the cool thing with Tyler Funk today is he did all the things that he usually does out there that don't go in as statistics, really. But what's even cooler than that is he did some things that got him some statistics today, you know. He ended up 5 of 8 from the field, had a couple of three-pointers, ended up with 12 points, had three steals. Probably got another three for other guys just by knocking the ball away and giving other guys an opportunity to get steals. And, you know, just played another one of those Tyler Funk type of games. But like you said, he just got some things today that added statistics to his totals.
For Northwest, ending up shooting 53% from the field for the game, 35 of 66. They knocked down 10 threes today, shooting 36% on threes. And at the free throw line, 10 of 14 for a 71% average there in today's matchup. They also out-rebounded a good rebounding team in Nebraska Kearney by 10, once again, 37-27. Kearney shooting 41% from the field, 20 of 49. They were 4 of 11 three-point range and 16 of 19 at the free throw line. Another area, Kearney with 14 turnovers, Northwest with just 6. And you look at points off of turnovers for today, Northwest scoring 20 points off of a turnover, so we're doing a good job in that aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to start it on the defensive end, but if you can turn what you do on the defensive end into points, especially in that first half, they were doing that in transition, picking up the pace.
Northwest had 4 players in double figures, led by Grant Kozad with 17 points coming off the bench. He had 13 at halftime. 14 points for D'Angelo Haley, and Haley had a strong first half as well. Haley had 11 of his 14 points in the first half. Alex Sullivan with 11 points, most of his coming in the second half today. Again, they were the 4 players in double figures, and for Nebraska Kearney, they had 3 players in double figures. Drew Sankey with 14, 13 points for Sammy Bazai, and 12 points for Mike Dentlinger. Those were the 3 players in double figures for Nebraska Kearney. Football note from this afternoon, Valdosta State, the late in the ball game, leading Minnesota State Mankato 35-19. So it looks like Valdosta State heading to another NCAA Division II championship game in Florence, Alabama.
Yeah, really interesting, too, because it's that region that was really the weakest region, it seemed like, through the regular season. But they will be represented in the national title game.
Northwest in men's basketball here today with a 90-60 win over Nebraska Kearney. We'll come back, have comments from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, and much more for you coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni R.G.O. Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State with the win over Nebraska Kearney, 90-60, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And, Coach, a good win for your team today and a great start to the game. Never really looked back to this afternoon.
Yeah, I thought we really we placed an emphasis starting the game that we were going for 8 5-minute scrimmages, and I really wanted them to understand that a game is not a marathon. A game is, you know, multiple sprints in a row, and you got to compete like that throughout the game. And you know, the last game we kind of got up 18 or so, and I thought we kind of got into that marathon. We're just going to coast it in and hope that they go away. Well, I thought tonight, you know, we stayed with it, and we continued to sprint. And we're able to put a team away.
And you're also able to hold a team at, again, under their average for the season. They came into this game averaging about 73 points per game, held them to 60 here today.
Yeah, I thought defensively we were really locked in. You know, I think that our offense was excellent and allowed us to set our defense. We got a lot of O boards, which definitely helps. We took care of the basketball. I mean, you know, we just really executed the scouting report. We did a good job of knowing exactly what we needed to do to come out of here with a win, and we did it.
Yeah, I thought, too, a complete team when you got a lot of support coming off the bench to go along with some strong minutes out of your starters here today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they got foul trouble. You know, Dylan and Kyle and D'Angelo all got in foul trouble, and that's something we need to clean up a little bit. Is just some of those fouls, you know, 50 feet from the basket. It doesn't do us any good, and we've had quite a few of those in the last couple games, and they lead the other team's free throws. We do it when they're in the bonus too, which is even worse. So we've got to correct that, and I'm sure I can find plenty of things on tape that we need to correct. So we'll bring them back down to earth on Monday.
But enjoy the rest of the weekend, right?
Well, till midnight. We always say till midnight. We don't want to, you know, it's about process with us. Our objective is to be as good as we can in March. And, you know, tonight isn't as good as we can play. You know, we can still improve, and we will.
And you know, right now, it's nice to be able to sit here and say there are areas of improvement and still look at your record where you're now looking at 8-0 and a 2-0 start in the MIAA.
Yeah, you know, that's good. I think there's one team, the 99-2000, and then, 2001-2002. Those two teams had consecutive years where they started off, you know, something at 0. I think it was like 10-0 or something like that. And so we're really shooting for – that's kind of our little goal throughout the season. The other thing we want to do is go into Christmas 10-0. And, you know, we're going to have to really work this week to be able to do that.
Yeah, you've got the finals week coming up, and then leaving on Thursday to head out to Hawaii for games on Saturday and Sunday against a couple of pretty good Division II schools in St. Edwards and Harding.
Oh, yeah, they're really good. St. Ed's is generally in the national tournament. I think Northwest actually played them about 5-6 years ago in the national tournament. And then Harding, they're receiving votes to be ranked. They might have got beat the other night, but they were undefeated going into a couple nights ago. So, you know, those are good tests, and it's in Hawaii, so that makes it even more difficult. But, you know, we give our guys an extra couple days so that they don't, you know, get too out of control the first couple days. And then, you know, I called Coach Vorderbrugge, my old assistant here, and I asked him, what's the number one things to do in Hawaii out there? And he said, win your games. I said, yeah, you're right. So, you know, that's our focus, and you know, we're going to emphasize that all week.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us here.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena as we wrap things up, Northwest Missouri State with a doubleheader sweep over Nebraska Kearney. The women earlier today defeating UNK 67-56. As Northwest women go to 7-2 and 2-0. And the Northwest men with the win as well. They win 90-60. And Matt, as we talked about, really two very similar games this afternoon.
Yeah, it was. Both teams got out to double-digit leads right away. The Northwest women scored the first 11, the men the first 10. And able to maintain those double-digit leads. You know, for the Northwest women, I think there were maybe a couple of times in the first half where Kearney was able to cut it inside of 10 points, but not for very long. So they were able to maintain double-digit leads, made it for a really entertaining and fun afternoon here at Bearcat Arena.
And both teams have finals week coming up this week. And for the women, a little bit more of a time off than what the men have. They'll be back in action the Monday following next weekend.
Yeah, but they don't have as long of a road trip. So I guess it isn't really a road trip when there's no roads between, or not all the way anyway, between here and Hawaii. But, yeah, not quite as long as a trip, but they'll be back here at home with a chance for their really kind of final preparation for the full grind of the MIAA season starting early next year.
And for the Northwest men, again, they're on the road to Hawaii. They face St. Edward's Saturday. That's a 5 o'clock start Central Time, Air Time 4:40 with the pregame. And then on Sunday, a late start here. It's a 10 o'clock tip-off. We'll be on there at 9:40 with a pregame on Sunday evening. So matchups with St. Edward's on Saturday and Harding on Sunday.
Yeah, it's always interesting the times that you end up with start times locally when they are in Hawaii. But those actually kind of somewhat normal, I guess you could consider them. But we've seen some games start early in the morning here anyway in terms of Hawaii games. But, yeah, it's always interesting to see how that plays out, but should be a good trip, hopefully.
And Nice thing about it right now, both the Bearcat teams playing some pretty good basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so long as the winds keep coming, we'll feel that way. So there's some tough basketball really to come for both teams. There's some good teams in the MIAA on both sides, but so far so good, and we'll just wait and take them as they come.
All right, again, the final score here this afternoon in the women's game. Northwest women 67, Nebraska Kearney 56 for the Northwest men, a 90-60 victory over Nebraska Kearney. Thanks to everyone involved with the broadcast, Matt Gorder here at Bearcat Arena, and also engineering the Bearcat Radio Network this afternoon, James Fluker. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.